harder to reach. We'll always be a seat at the jump for these great Americans, and the POWLIA chant in such a large group pays homage to these men and women in their fathers.
Tonight's umpires are so good by the Carolina League. Behind Jones, Wayne Dog, the ball to strikes Tyler Hogan. On bases, Frank Jones. And once again, tonight's starting pitcher, the Charles River Dogs, right-hander, number 26, Yongel Kuret.
Happy Friday night from the Low Country here in Charleston, South Carolina. The Kannapolis Cannonballers are back in action here on this Friday evening and down here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. It's the fourth game of a six total this week between the Charleston River Dogs and your Kannapolis Cannonballers. Hi, good friends. Welcome into tonight's broadcast here on the Ballers Baseball Network on MILB's First Pitch app as well as kcballers.com. I'm your host, as always, Dan Helody, bringing you all the action from live here in Charleston. The Ballers, losers of three in a row tonight. They look to snap that streak, but they have a very tall task ahead of them. It's the best pitcher by far and away in the Carolina League. It's Yongel Kuret on the bump for the Charleston River Dogs, the two-time reigning Carolina League Pitcher of the Month in both June and July. Kuret has been absolutely unhittable in his last few starts. He has been a fantastic on the bump for the Charleston River Dogs. He made his first start of the season against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He tossed 2 2/3 of shutout frames, as we'll see what he can do tonight against the Ballers, again, out of the Chicago White Sox organization. Our good buddy, Mario Camilletti, will lead it off for Kannapolis tonight. It'll be Brooks Baldwin and Calvin Harris to follow in the order against the righty Yongel Kuret. His first pitch is delivered of the night at 97 miles an hour. First pitch is on the inside corner. 0-1 is your count. A 7-06 is your first pitch time here in Charleston. 0-1 count. Kuret on the bump, working from the line. First pitch at 97, second at 98. A big swing and a miss from Mario Camilletti. Count is now 0-2. Kuret is going to work with that fastball in the high 90s. He's definitely got some velo about him. Does the righty, 0-2 deliver to Camilletti. This one's in 97, a bit outside, 1-2 on to Mario Camilletti. Carolina League leader in walks and on base percentage. He's been able to get on base with some consistency. But we'll see what he does here against Kuret as this 1-2 is fouled off ever so slightly. To the backstop it goes. Count is 1-2. Ballers again looking to snap their three-game losing skid here against the Charleston River Dogs, losing the last three games. They fell last night by a score of 6-4, a really back-and-forth game last night. The Ballers, though, walking at 12 on the bump. It was what did them in last night. 1-2 is at 97 on the fastball. 2-2 now on Camilletti as it was outside. Yongel Kuret on the season, making his 20th appearance of the season, 17th start. On the season, 6-1, a 2.37 ERA, 2-2. Bring him up, got him looking, called strike three on the outside corner. Tyler Hovick calls it strike three. Mario Camilletti will have a seed. First out is now ahead. Kuret has his first strikeout, and Brooks Baldwin will step in. Camilletti not a fan of the call at all. Kuret is just tossing some smoke there on the bump. No breaking pitches as of yet on the night, so we'll see what comes in that next at-bat for Camilletti. First pitch on the way to Brooks Baldwin, a fastball at 98. Count will run at 2-0-1. All fastballs from Yongel Kuret. Nothing in the way of anything breaking. As he's working now with an 0-1 count against the DH, Brooks Baldwin. Pitch delivered and 89. This one's tapped back towards the mound. Kuret will field it. First he goes for the out. A 1-3 ground out, a weakly tapped back to the bump by Baldwin. Two outs now, and the catcher in Calvin Harris is going to step in. Calvin Harris bats third for Kannapolis. Bryce Willits, the third baseman, bats in the cleanup spot tonight for the Ballers. Chris Lanzilli in left field bats fifth. Batting sixth is the first baseman in Yonaker Bencorp. 7-8-9 goes Ryan McCarthy in center. And right, it's Drake Logan batting eighth and batting ninth is the shortstop in Wilbur Sanchez. Harris swings at the first pitch he sees. A fastball at 98, though it's fouled back. 0-1 count now on Calvin Harris. He made his debut with the Ballers on a Wednesday, walked twice and struck out once. Still looking for his first hit as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. He fouls off the second pitch he sees. Count is now 0-2. And Yoniel Kuret, one strike away from getting out of this inning in a 1-2-3 fashion. Kuret from the line, 0-2. Here's the pitch. Harris will poke this one high and foul down the left field line. Count will stay put at 0-2. Yoniel Kuret at 6'1", 225-pound righty from San Pedro de Macorís, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent signee in 2019 by the Tampa Bay Rays. As this one is lifted high and fouled by Calvin Harris, keeping it 0-2 now on the Ballers catcher. Kuret born on November 3rd of 2002, still a youngin' out there on the bump. He works tonight as the fourth starter we've seen this week. 0-2 grounded sharply to second. Cooper Kinney will field it to first. He goes for the out. 4-3 ground out now for Calvin Harris. And it's a 1-2-3 frame on the bump for Yoniel Kuret. He's had quite a few of those this year, as we'll see what comes of the rest of tonight's game. Ballers will take the field. Bottom of the first to come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Peyton Paulette gets the start for the Ballers. We'll get you caught up to speed when we come back here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
John Diaz, Cooper Kinney, and Xavier Isaac do up for the Charleston River Dogs tonight in this bottom of the first inning. They'll turn things over. Will the Kannapolis Cannonballers take the field for the first time? It's Peyton Paulette getting the start for the Ballers, the second round pick out of the University of Arkansas. His first pitch delivered at 92, just a bit on the outside corner. 0-1, your count now on John Diaz. And Diaz, Kinney, and Isaac do up against Pauletto. 1-1, here's the pitch delivered to the leadoff batter. It's a bit outside, even now at a 1-1 on John Diaz. Peyton Pauletto at 6'1", 180-pound righty from Benton, Arkansas. A second-round pick in 2022, the number 12 overall prospect in the White Sox organization. 1-1 is a fastball upstairs in 93. 2-1, your count now on John Diaz. Paulette again making his 17th appearance of the season, 17th start. He has had a nice little stretch going on in the last few weeks. 2-1 grounded to first, played by the first baseman, Ben Corder. Takes it to the bag himself for the out. 3-2 put out for the leadoff batter in John Diaz. One down now, Cooper Kinney will step in. Ballers looking for their first win of the week. They're looking to get at the minimum one victory, but the most they can get is a series split as the River Dogs taking the first three games of this six-game stretch. Final three times tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday that the Ballers will face the River Dogs in 2023. As this one is spun in there and therefore called strike to Cooper Kinney. 0-1 is your count. Paulette 0-3 on the year, a 3.98 ERA. Looking to keep the River Dogs off the base path. 0-1 is a changeup waved at and missed by Kinney. 0-2 is your count. Paulette, a three-pitch mix, a fastball, a curveball, and a changeup for the righty from Benton, Arkansas. He underwent Tommy John surgery in 2022. missed his entire last season at Arkansas, but still got a second-round selection by the Chicago White Sox. 0-2 pitch to Kinney. Fastball is low and inside. Kinney will take now. It's a 1-2 count on Cooper Kinney. Xavier Isaac awaits on deck. The power-hitting first baseman on in the hole is the center fielder Ryan Cermak. 1-2 count. Paulette's pitch. Waved at and grounded foul by Kinney. Keep it at 1-2 and we'll do it again. Rest of the order tonight for the River Dogs. Cleanup batter is Ryan Cermak. He is in the hole currently. Ryan Spikes, third baseman, will bat fifth. Carlos Colmenares and the shortstop will bat sixth. Seventh is Rodelis Martinez. In the catcher spot, Christopher Berrette, the left fielder at St. and batting ninth, is the right fielder, Estanley Castillo. 1-2 fouled off by Kinney, keeping it 1-2 now, as a good battle between these two in Paulette and Cooper Kinney. Paulette last time out against the Delmarva Shorebirds tossed four innings. He allowed just one run in the form of a home run. A 1-2 pitch delivered. This one's hacked and a miss. He struck him out. Peyton Paulette has his first strikeout of the night. Going down, swinging a miss, and is Cooper Kinney. Two outs now, and Xavier Isaac is due up. So Isaac will step in for the first time tonight against Peyton Paulette. The power-hitting first baseman who leads the River Dogs in home runs and RBI. Isaac digs in as the first baseman tonight at the DH role in yesterday's matchup. First pitch on the way from Paulette. This one is spun in there on a breaking ball. First pitch inside. A 1-0 count on Isaac. Paulette threw four innings last time out. One run on three hits. No walks and five strikeouts. He had a good outing against Delmarva last week. 1-0 is hacked and missed. 1-1 on Xavier Isaac. Ballers looking to get back in their winning ways. They're losers of three in a row. This is certainly an opportunity here where the Ballers would like to get a victory. 1-1, Paulette's pitch to Isaac. This one is just a bit outside on a changeup. Count will run to 2-1. Again, fastball, changeup, and a breaking ball. Kind of a slurve off the arm of Peyton Paulette. It's a 3,000 RPM pitch that just moves as that fastball is reared back and missed by Isaac. 2-2 is your count. Defensive setup tonight for Kannapolis. Real quick, Lanzilli, McCarthy, and Logan left to right in the outfield. Infield left to right, Willett, Sanchez, Camilletti, and Betancourt. Behind the dish is Calvin Harris for the righty in Peyton Paulette. 2-2 from the line. Here's the righty's pitch delivered. A curveball is just a bit low and inside. Isaac will take. Count will run full. Tanner McDougal had a little bit of difficulty finding the zone against Isaac. He doesn't really crowd the plate. He's just an intimidating presence, is Isaac, at 6'4", 275. 3-2 from Paulette. Fastball outside. Tried to find the outside corner, but it's a two-out walk issue to Xavier Isaac. He's on base for the first time tonight. Ryan Cermak will get his first opportunity of the night. Ryan Cermak will step in for the first time tonight. As Peyton Paulette will now have a runner to deal with on first base. Isaac leads the Charleston River Dogs in not just home runs and RBI, but also in walks. First pitch is a breaking ball in there. Cermak for a called strike, 0-1 on the River Dogs center fielder. Again, as Cermak entered last night after Chandler Simpson was removed after the first inning, Simpson ended up getting pulled due to a tweak of a hamstring. 0-1 pitch delivered on the outside corner, 0-2. Good pitch from Paulette. Nothing but breaking pitches to start the night against Ryan Cermak. See if he comes back here with a fastball. Cermak has to imagine, I'd have to imagine he'd be sitting fastball here. 0-2 count, two outs. Isaac is at first. Paulette sets on the bump, dancing at first, runner going, pitch delivered, swing and missed at the plate. And they're going to say no, they're going to give him first base. I can't believe what I'm seeing here, as they're going to give him first base. They're going to say that it was a catcher's interference. It wasn't even close to hitting him, but it looks like awarding him first base is home plate umpire Tyler Hovick. So Calvin Harris looked a little disgruntled behind home plate, so I'm assuming it's catcher's interference that'll move Isaac to second and Cermak will reach first. So 2-1 now for Charleston and two out. Ryan Spikes will dig in. He's had a bit of a hectic week. First pitch is up and in, and it hits him in the head. That'll be a hit-by pitch, and Ryan Spikes is absolutely irate. Now he's starting to walk towards the mound. Oh, my goodness. That's another hit-by pitch in the head of Ryan Spikes, and he is absolutely irate. Ryan Spikes has been hit on the head now three times this week, almost four last night. Got to imagine Ryan Spikes is not a happy man. He is going to walk to first. As that's another hit by pitch of Ryan Spikes. Paulette's over there saying, hey, I didn't mean to. It was not intentional. But I don't think Ryan Spikes is going to be a willing listener to Peyton Paulette currently. As that's the third time in a row. Again, he's been hit from the shoulders up this week. And we're only in the fourth game now of six. I don't imagine Spikes is not happy. He completely threw the bat and threw the batting helmet across towards the first base dugout. Spikes is going to get looked at by Haley Williams, the athletic trainer, as well as Sean Smedley, who immediately came over as I think Spikes was almost going to charge the mound had he not been restrained by his manager and Sean Smedley. Looks like Williams, the trainer, will retreat back to the dugout, and Smedley is going to go talk to the infield umpire. Paulette's set of the lump. He's ready to go. Runners at every base for Charleston. Carlos Colmenares is going to step in. Have to imagine that one more hit-by pitch on the week for Spikes is going to be the straw that broke the camel's back. As now Paulette will step off on the rubber. First disengagement of the at-bat. So Colmenares will step in. Runners on every base and two down. Here in this bottom of the first inning, Paulette from the line. First pitch to Colmenares is low in the dirt. Inside, blocked by Calvin Harris. It's a 1-0 count now on Carlos Colmenares. Well, this inning was looking really good for Paulette. Got a ground out and a strikeout pretty quickly, but then a walk, a catcher's interference, and a hit by pitch have yielded a bit of a strugglesome inning now for Peyton Paulette, as this one is on the outside corner. Colmenares, a 1-1 count now on the River Dogs shortstop. Isaac at third, Cermak at second, Spikes at first. Paulette's pitch on the 1-1 is in there on the upper part of the zone for a changeup. 1-2 is your count. Paulette sitting at 22 pitches at the moment. 23. This will be pitch number 24 of this first inning. Bases are loaded for the River Dogs. A 1-2 count with two outs. Isaac dancing at first. Paulette from the line. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and all three runners on base for Charleston will be left stranded as Peyton Paulette will get out of the first inning unscathed. That'll send us into the top of the second inning. We'll take a fast break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network as it's still scoreless here in Charleston. Peyton Paulette escapes all the madness and gets out of it without allowing any runs on the board. Top of the second when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network. Willits, Lanzilli, and Betancourt do up.
Come on!
Well, according to the PA announcer here in Charleston, it's Bryce What You Talking About Willett stepping in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in this top of the second inning. Yoniel Kuret back on the bump. His first pitch of the second inning is a fastball hummed in there at 96 miles an hour. 0-1 your count on Bryce Willett. It's Willett, Lanzilli, and Bentancourt due up here in this top of the second inning. Still scoreless in Charleston. Peyton Paulette getting out of that first inning after a little bit of drama, ended up getting through it unscathed. It's a 1-1 count currently on Bryce Willett's. Kurent's pitch is up and away. So an even 1-1 count. Pitch on the way from the righty. Willett's will lift this one into center. Coming in quickly, dropping quickly in front of Cermak. And it will be a base hit for Bryce Willett. He's on base for the first time tonight. One on and nobody out. And due up now is the left fielder, Chris Lanzilli. So Willits extends his on-base streak to now 11 games in a row for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He had a hit in last night's game with an RBI. He gets a single in his first at-bat tonight. So 11 games in a row for Bryce Willits on base, and he's at first. Now to face Chris Lanzilli is Yoniel Kuret. First pitch, Lanzilli lifts it high and foul. 0-1 your count on the Ballers left fielder. Kuret in his last appearance against the Augusta Green Jackets got the win in 4 1/3 innings pitched. 2 runs, neither were earned. No hits, 3 walks, and 11 strikeouts against the Green Jackets. 0-1 is up and inside. Lanzilli will take. It's a 1-1 count. Kuret struck out 11 in his last outing. He has been in fuego in the month of June, and he was 2-0. In 5 starts with a 0.35 ERA, he allowed 1 run in 26 innings in the month of June. 1-1, this one gets by the catcher in Martinez. Screen to second will be Bryce Willits. It's a wild pitch off the arm of Yoniel Kuret. So a wild pitch now, 1 on, and scoring position with a 2-1 count on Chris Lanzilli. Kuret faced Kannapolis once, as mentioned, back in April. 2 2/3, no runs on 1 hit. He did hit 1 batter, walked 3, and struck out 4. Did Yoniel Kuret. As he'll now get a mound visit from Rodaelis Martinez, who will stand in there to face Chris Lanzilli and the Ballers with Yoniel Kuret on the bump. Barrette, Cermak, and Castillo left to right in the outfield for Charleston. Spikes, Colmenares, Kinney, and Isaac left to right in the infield. Behind the dish is Rodaelis Martinez for the righty in Yoniel Kuret. Ballers get the first hit of the night. Bryce Willits with a single. He swipes second on a wild pitch. 2-1 count. Kuret sets. Here's the offering. Lanzilli shows a bunt, gets it down, but it lands foul. It'll be a 2-2 count now on Chris Lanzilli. Good idea from the Ballers left fielder to catch the River Dogs napping, especially when you have a perturbed third baseman out there in Ryan Spikes, who I'm sure is probably not thinking the greatest things about the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. Plunked in the with a pitch for the third time this week. All three have been above the shoulders. 2-2 count. Kuret sends pitch on the way. Lanzilli stays alive and fouls this one off. It'll end up a souvenir. It won't be, actually. It'll bounce all the way back onto the playing surface. 2-2 remains your count on Chris Lanzilli. 2-2 count. Nobody out. Yannick Bentancourt awaiting on deck. He had the night off last night. 2-2. Kuret with a look at second. Here's the pitch. Swinging another one. Lifted high and foul. Lanzilli staying in there against Kuret. 2-2 is your count. Of course, it's intimidating to be facing a guy who can throw upper 90s with ease, 97, 98, especially at this level of baseball where guys may not always have the control capability, and it could get a little wild. 2-2, righty sets. Here's the pitch. Lanzilli will fly this one into shallow center. Cermak is going to come in a few steps and make the grab. A nice heads-up play at second, though, by Bryce Willits. He's back in at second base. A bit of a little weird fly ball that kind of flew and floated around in the air for a little bit and then it dropped right in front of Ryan Cermak. Cermak reaches out, though, and makes the grab. So one out now. Runner still on second, and Yannick Bentancourt will step in. No force out on the base paths as Willits is at second with a decent lead. Cooper Kenny, the second baseman, the defender holding him at the bag. First pitch to Bentancourt is waved at and missed. 0-1 is your count. Bentancourt sitting fastball, and I think he went early on a breaking ball. Kurin had a scoreless inning streak at 26 and two-thirds innings that was snapped back on the 16th against the Down East Wood Ducks. 0-1 pitch deliver. This one is swung on and missed. The snap throw to second. Did they get him? No, they didn't. Willis is back in there safely. Count is 0-2. 97 miles an hour off the arm of Yoniel Kurin, and Betancourt couldn't catch up. Kurin has actually allowed runs in two of his last three outings. He allowed two against the Delmarva Shorebirds two starts ago. In his last start, he kept the Shorebirds, the Green Jackets off of the scoreboard. 0-2, an error at the shortstop position by Carlos Colmenares. A weak grounder, and it's in and out of the glove of Colmenares. So reaching will be Yonaker Betancourt. At third will go Bryce Willits. So runners now on the corners for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And E6 on Carlos Colmenares. Two on and one down for Ryan McCarthy. Colmenares easily could have made that play, kind of reached down with the glove and had some time. Betancourt not the fastest of runners. So now McCarthy will dig in. The lefty bat with runners on the corners and one down. A big opportunity here for Kannapolis to strike first against a tough opponent in Yoniel Kurin. Righty sets. Here's the first pitch to McCarthy. A fastball is outside. A 1-0 count now on the former Citadel outfielder and Ryan McCarthy. McCarthy, a two-way star at Citadel. He played football and baseball. Was a wide receiver and played over just across the street at the stadium. 1-0 count, pitch on the way. This one is low and inside, 2-0 now on Ryan McCarthy. 2-0 count with one down. McCarthy, the center fielder at the plate. Drake Logan awaiting on deck. McCarthy taking a peek at these 97-mile-an-hour fastballs. And standing in there, seeing him, no problem. Willits is at third, Betancourt's at first. 2-0 count with one down. McCarthy at the plate, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, got him with a fastball at 97. McCarthy can't catch up. Count is 2-1. Kurin has allowed runs in all three of his last three outings. Two of the three were earned runs. His last time out, he allowed two runs, but neither were earned. 2-1 pitch on the way. McCarthy will lift this one high and foul. Count will run to 2-2 now on our good buddy and Ryan McCarthy. Drake Logan awaiting patiently. Ballers on third and first in Willits and Betancourt. They're out hitting in Charleston just 1-0. A good pitcher's duel so far tonight. 1-0 pitch from Kurin. McCarthy grounds this one to first. Might be a tough play. The second for one on to first. And did McCarthy get there? No, he didn't. It's a 3-6-3 double play. And that concludes the inning as Ryan McCarthy grounds into the double play. That is the second and third out of the inning. And that does conclude the frame with the ballers not scoring any runs on the board. They do get a single from Willits and a little play by Betancourt allowing him to reach, but Kannapolis can't capitalize and they'll send it into the bottom of the second inning. We're still scoreless here in Charleston. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers at Baseball Network, live from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Rodelis Martinez, Christopher Morente, and Estanley Castillo due up here in this bottom of the second inning here in Charleston. Ballers and River Dogs still scoreless in this Friday night action here on a red shirt night in Charleston. 0-1. This first pitch is sky high and foul. It's an 0-1 count on a Rodelis Martinez. Red shirt Friday here in Charleston, as you might inquire. The River Dogs wearing their red tops tonight. White pants and all blue caps with the River Dogs logo on the front as Martinez gives us a 1-1 around into left center. Hit well, but McCarthy over makes the grab from center for the out. An F8 for Rodelis Martinez. He is the first out with nobody on base still, and Christopher Barrente is going to step in with one out of the frame and nobody on base. Again, red tops for Charleston, white pants, all blue caps. Ballers are going with the blue tops tonight. The Reed Ballers across the front in white. Numbers are red with the yellow stars adorning the insides of the numbers. Gray pants, all blue caps with our beloved mustachioed mascot Boomer on the front of the cap. First pitch to Barrente on a fastball upstairs and away. A 1-0 count on the left fielder tonight, Christopher Barrente. Still scoreless. Ballers are the only hit so far tonight. It was a single off the bat of Bryce Willits in that top of the second inning. 0-1-0 pitch is chopped foul by Barrente. 1-1 now on the River Dogs left fielder, Christopher Barrente. Barrente known to lay down a bunt here and there. A very speedy outfielder for the River Dogs that can bat in the leadoff spot if needed. 1-1 is inside from Paul Lennon, a breaking ball. 2-1 on Barrente. Close call in the first inning, and Paulette faced off against Ryan Spikes, and it was a hit-by-pitch in the head. 2-1 is poked down the line and left, hooking, foul. Ends up down near the Wicked Weed of Brewing Stand, down the third base side here in Charleston. Ballers and River Dogs battling for the fourth time this week tonight. They'll face off tomorrow and Sunday as well here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. And what's said to be a good couple of matchups. 2-2. Swung on a foul tip. Just getting a piece of it was Barrente. Count is still now alive at the plate. It is Barrente with a 1-2 count. 1-2. The pitch delivered. This one is inside. 2-2 now on Christopher Barrente. There is one out. 2-2 count on Barrente. Stanley Castillo, right fielder, awaits on deck. 3-2 count. Paulette from the wide. Here's the pitch. This one's lifted in the air. Left field hit well. Lanzilli backtracking. Just shy of the warning track, though. Will stop and make the grab for the out. An F7 in the book for Christopher Barrente. F7 is now the second out. Two outs now. And Stanley Castillo is going to step back in. Estanley Castillo, listed at 6'4", 264 pounds. Definitely a big-bodied outfielder in the Rays organization. Known for his ability to hit for power. Batting just 200 on the season, though, so not a huge average guy. Pitches outside on the first pitch, 1-0 count. Estanley Castillo with the night off last night. Back in the order tonight for Sean Smedley and the River Dogs. 1-0, Paulette's pitch is up and inside. Thought he could sneak a fastball in there. Instead, it's a 2-0 count. Leadoff batter and John Diaz awaits on deck. Paulette from the line to 2-0 count. Pitch delivered. Low one outside, tried a breaking ball. 3-0. Paulette kind of getting him into the same situation here in this bottom of the second inning as he was last time. 3-0 count, pitch delivered. Fastball upper part of the zone for a called strike. Now 3-1 on Estanley Castillo. Kind of entered the same scenario in the first inning. He got the first two batters out easy. And that third batter, Xavier Isaac, presented some trouble for Paulette. 3-1 in there. Fastball at 93 miles an hour. Run it now to a 3-2 full count. So a full count on Castillo, batting 200 on the season, 46 strikeouts, just 15 RBI and 7 extra base hits. 3-2 count with two outs, pitch delivered. This one's lifted high and foul. Count will stay put at 3-2, and we'll do it again. John Diaz awaiting on deck. As the Ballers looking to hold the River Dogs scoreless again. Here's a 3-2 from Paulette. Fastball upstairs from all four. Paulette has his second walk of the night. It's another two-out free pass this time of Estanley Castillo. That'll send things to John Diaz with a runner on first and two down. Diaz will step in with two outs and a runner on first. It's Estanley Castillo. He is not a stolen base threat. Just two for two on the season in stolen bases. He hasn't done it much of all at all this year. First pitch to Diaz is a bit outside, a 1-0 count. On the DH, the leadoff batter in John Diaz. First time up, grounded out to the first baseman in Betancourt. As John Diaz stepping into the plate against Peyton Paulette. 1-0 pitch delivered. This one is outside as well. Paulette trying to find the edge of the zone, but to no avail. Count runs 2-0. Paulette, the former Arkansas Razorback, working with Calvin Harris, the former Ole Miss Rebel. Behind the dish, a little bit of SEC action for you. 2-0 pitch. Fastball is in there for a called strike. Now to Diaz, 2-1. I would say we're still in SEC territory here in South Carolina. The Gamecocks just down the road in Columbia. That is prime SEC country. 2-1 pitch. Diaz will lift this one in the air. Right field hit well. Looking up is Logan, and this ball is out of here. Two-run homer just like that for John Diaz, and the River Dogs have struck first yet again here in this bottom of the second inning. It's a two-run blast from John Diaz. He lifts another home run out of here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park, his sixth home run of the season. And the River Dogs have taken a 2-0 lead in this bottom of the second inning. Two outs and nobody on base for Cooper Kinney. So Cooper Kinney will step in with nobody on base for the River Dogs. They get their first hit of the night, and it's a two-run blast from John Diaz. Paulette will have to reset. First pitch delivered. Kinney will sky this one high and foul. Down the left field line. It'll be a souvenir for a lucky fan. 0-1 now on Cooper Kinney. Cooper Kinney, his first at bat, struck out swinging. Paulette's 0-1 pitch. Check swing. Did Kinney go around? Yes, he did. 0-2 your count on Cooper Kinney. It's late motion from Frank Jones, our infield umpire. 0-2 count with two outs. Paulette from the wind. Staring in for the signs of the glove at the waist. Moves it to the chin. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball outside at 93. It's just a little bit wide, though. 1-2. Cooper Kinney has been one of the more solid RBI men in the lineup for the River Dogs. Of course, doing that behind Chandler Simpson, usually in the order, as Kinney will watch this 1-2 inside 2-2. Chandler Simpson held out of tonight's lineup just with a hamstring fear. So we'll see what comes of the night for Peyton Paulette here in the rest of this outing. So Paulette now getting a chat with Calvin Harris just to work out a little bit of the plan of attack. So Paulette will ask for a new baseball, and he will get it from home plate umpire Tyler Hovick. 2-2 count on Cooper Kinney. Paulette at 48 pitches. He has Kinney stepping in. 2-2 count. Pitch delivered. Curveball, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. A nice pitch from Peyton Paulette. He just needed one strike, and he got it there. As it's a curveball in there to Cooper Kinney. Three outs are now ahead, and that'll send us now into the top of the third inning. But the River Dogs strike first. It's a two-run blast from John Diaz. That'll send us into the top of the third with the River Dogs on top. 2-0. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Logan, Sanchez, and Camilletti when we come back here in Charleston.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Drake Logan will step in. He leads it off tonight for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in the top of the third inning. His first pitch from Yonyo Kuret is a bit upstairs, making a 1-0 count now on Drake Logan. Kuret back on the bump. His third inning of action is 1-0 pitch is in there on a breaking ball again. 1-1 is your count. Drake Logan, Wilbur Sanchez, and Mario Camilletti do up in this top of the third. Ballers trailing 2-0 as this breaking ball from Kuret is upstairs. 2-1 now on Drake Logan. Kuret hasn't allowed anything on the base pass other than a base hit from Bryce Willits. He's one above the minimum tonight. 2-1 pitch delivered, swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball at 96. 2-2 on Drake Logan. Have to imagine the baller is pretty much sitting on that fastball from Kuret. Kind of a two-pitch mix guy, just working in those upper 90s as well as the lower 90s with a breaking ball. 2-2, though, on the outside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Second punch out of the night for Yo-Yo Kuret. First for Drake Logan. He is now a grand total on the week of 0 for 4 with 4 Ks. Due up now is Wilbur Sanchez. So Sanchez will step in. First pitch on the way from Kuret. This one's sky high and foul. Sanchez will stand in with an 0-1 count. Kuret at 97 miles an hour from the righty, working kind of quickly as Sanchez will call time on the home plate area. As now time called a pitch clock violation. A 1-1 count as a Kuret ended up actually violating the pitch clock. So 1-1 count, pitch delivered to Sanchez. This one's a fastball up and away. Count will run 2-2-1. 2-1 count on La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. 2-1 pitch delivered from the righty. This one's fouled off straight back. Count will run to 2-2. Camilletti, second baseman, awaiting on deck. Ballers looking for some offense against Yonyo Kuret. He's got a league-best 107 strikeouts on the year. 2-2, this one's lifted foul. It'll end up in the seating bowl for a lucky fan. 2-2, your count. He's allowed more than two hits just three times this season as Yonyo Kuret. He has been unfathomably amazing on the bump for Charleston. 2-2 is up and inside. Count will run full now to 3-2 on Wilbur Sanchez. Kuret, though, can walk a few guys. He's allowed to walk in all of his outings. 3-2 pitch delivered. Sanchez will sky this one high and foul. Count will stay put at 3-2 and we'll do it again. Kuret has walked at least two batters in almost all of his outings. He has definitely been known to give a couple of opportunities away. 3-2 pitch. Sanchez will tap this one foul. He'll stay alive at 3-2, and we'll do it again. A good battle at the plate for Sanchez and Kuret. Camilletti awaiting on deck for another opportunity. 3-2 from the line. Here's the pitch from Kuret. Fouled off again by Sanchez at 97. He's staying alive and running the pitch count up. 3-2 remains your count. Sanchez, the ninth batter in the order for Pat Leland and the Ballers. 3-2, Kurent's pitch. Inside for ball four. First walk of the night for Yo-Yo Kurent and La Chispa. Wilbur Sanchez has his first free pass of the night. He's on first, the team leader in stolen bases for Kannapolis. That'll send Mario Camaletti to the plate with one on and one down. So Mario Camaletti will get an opportunity now with a runner on first in Sanchez and one down. Camaletti, the Carolina League leader in a walks and on-base percentage. So certainly an opportunity for Camaletti to present himself in a reasonable fashion. First pitch from Kuren is foul tipped into the mitt of the catcher in Martinez. 0-1 on Camaletti. Kuren looking in for the signs, a 6-1 righty. Against Mario Camaletti, the 5'9 lefty bat from Sterling Heights, Michigan. 0-1 before that, a check on the runner, and it hits Sanchez. Isaac couldn't make the snag, and it hits Sanchez in the hip. 0-1, your count now on Mario Camaletti, still awaiting that second pitch. Brooks Baldwin, the DH, awaiting on deck. 0-1 count, one down. Kurent's pitch, runner going. Fastball up and away at the plate. Throwing a second, did they get him? No, Sanchez in there safely as a stolen base for the speedy La Chispa. He is now in scoring position, and Mario Camaletti will have a prime opportunity to drive a runner in here with an 0-1 count, moving to 1-1 on the Ballers' second baseman. You look at what Mario Camaletti has done with runners in scoring position this year. It's an unbelievable batting 472 with runners in scoring position as he'll get the 1-1 up and away, 2-1 now on Mario. Batting 472 with runners in scoring position and of note, 24 walks. That's more than some guys have in the whole season in any scenario. Camaletti has 24 walks just with runners in scoring position. 2-1 for the righty, Kurent. This one's fouled off straight back. Camaletti will have a 2-2 count coming his way in just a moment. Sanchez at second. He's known to take off for a base or two. He's at second with a good lead. Shortstop Colmenar is keeping a close eye on him. 2-2 pitch delivered. This one's low and outside. Count will run full now on Mario. Good high from Camaletti, the former Central Michigan Chippewa. Three-two count with one out. Sanchez at second. Ballers trail 2-0 here in this top of the third inning. One out. Here's the pitch from Kurent. Swinging a miss. Got him with a breaking ball low, and Camaletti will strike out for the second time tonight. This time it's swinging and missing. So two outs and a runner still on, and it's Brooks Baldwin due up. So a big spot, and Camaletti can't swing and miss. He does swing and miss at a breaking ball from Kurent. So Brooks Baldwin will step in. First pitch delivered from the righty. Fastball is up and away. Runs to a 1-0 count now on the DH, Brooks Baldwin. Brooks Baldwin from Whiteville, North Carolina. 12th round pick in 2022 by the White Sox. Stands in against Kurent as on the 1-0 count. He'll check on the runner at first. 1-0 count on Baldwin, who's batting at 224 with runners in scoring position. 27 RBI. It is a second to only Mario Camaletti. 1-0 pitch delivered. Baldwin will take on the inside corner. Count will run to 1-1 on Baldwin. Baldwin and Wilbur Sanchez tied at 27. Bryce Willits at 32. Mario Camaletti at 44. That's RBI with runners in scoring position. 1-1. Pitch delivered from the Ronnie is a fastball a bit low. 2-1 now to Brooks. Pleasure to have you join us here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Dan Lodi bringing you all the action from here in Charleston. Ballers looking to get back in their winning ways against the division-leading opponent, the Charleston River Dogs. 2-1 pitch delivered. Baldwin waves and misses at 97. Count evens at 2-2. Of note, there is an arm warming down the line for the River Dogs. So Kurant's time can be limited. And the baller is looking to see if they can continue that. 2-2 count, pitch to Baldwin. Wave and a miss at 97. Can't catch up to a fastball. That's the third out of the frame. It's another strikeout for Yonyo Kurant. And that'll send us now into the bottom of the third inning. That'll send us into a break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Still 2-0 in favor of the Charleston River Dogs. Peyton Pauletta will return to the mound. It'll be Isaac Cermak and Ryan Spikes when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network, live from Charleston.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Xavier Isaac, Ryan Cermak, Ryan Spikes do up against Peyton Paulette in this bottom of the third inning here in Charleston. Ballers trailing 2-0 to the River Dogs. First pitch from Paulette to Isaac. He is grounded through into right for a base hit. Xavier Isaac has his first hit of the night. He's on base for the second time this evening. He reached on a walk and now he's single. So one on and nobody out for Ryan Cermak. Ryan Cermak will step in for the second time tonight against Peyton Paulette. He reached in the first inning on catcher's interference. Cermak from Hinsdale, Illinois. Went to school at Illinois State, a competitive balance round, a B selection in 2022 by the Tampa Bay Rays. This one is outside of Cermak, a 1-0 count. As Cermak taken in the dig in against Peyton Paulette. Back for his third inning of work. Paulette's in over 50 pitches on the night. So not too much longer on his night, I'd presume. 1-0 pitch delivered. Cermak waves and misses on the inside corner. A 1-0 count moves to now 1-1. Cermak reaching in the first inning on catcher's interference. Isaac's at first. He's reached twice tonight. He's been an on-base machine. 1-1 pitch is low and outside. Paulette trying a breaking ball. Instead, it's a 1-1 count. Looks like a Ronnie getting loose down the line for Kannapolis. Manuel Veloz, presumably the arm to follow Paulette tonight. 2-1. This one's hacked and a miss. 2-2 on Ryan Cermak. Other than the home run from John Diaz, Paulette's not had too bad a night. He's allowed just two hits. One of those being the home run. He has walked two batters tonight. He's got a 2-2 count now on Cermak. Isaac at first with a good lead. Pitch on the way from the righty. This one's fouled off straight back by Cermak. Fan makes a nice grab in the seats. A 2-2 count on Cermak. Ryan Spikes a winning on deck. Here in this bottom of the third inning in Charleston. Paulette sets, glove of the waist, 2-2 count, pitch delivered. This one's fouled off straight back by Cermak. He got just enough of it. And we'll keep it at 2-2 on the center fielder. Isaac at first, Cermak at the plate. Paulette trying to get out of this inning unscathed and without allowing anything else for Charleston before turning it over to Veloz. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Ryan Cermak goes swinging and missing at a fastball inside. And Paulette has his fourth strikeout of the night. Cermak down on strikes. Now one out and a runner on first for Ryan Spikes. Spikes will dig in with Isaac at first. Paulette looking in for the signs. Was hit by a pitch hitting the head last time he stepped to the plate. He'll check on the runner at first. Will Paulette, not in time, though, as Isaac gets back in there safely. Isaac, not a huge stolen base threat. 7-4-7 in the stolen bases this season. He can take off when needed, but not a huge speed threat. Paulette's first pitch to Spikes is lifted in the air in a left center field. Hit well, Lanzilli backtracking. Ryan McCarthy also sees it, but Lanzilli makes the grab in left for the out. It's a F7 in the book for Ryan Spikes. Two outs and a runner on first in Isaac for Carlos Colmenares. So Carlos Colmenares is going to step in. Peyton Paulette requests a new baseball from home plate umpire Tyler Hovick. Colmenares will step in now with a runner on first. It's Isaac and two down. Presumably the last batter we'll see Paulette face tonight as Pat Leland's already on the top step of the dugout. Top, bottom of the third. Isaac takes off first pitch, swing and a miss at the plate, throwing a second, and they're going to call batter interference at the plate. Colmenares' swing does not allow the runner to advance, so they're going to say he goes back to first. They're going to say a swing and a miss, an 0-1 count. That should be the third out, though, as it should be the out at second. Swing and a miss from Colmenares. On the backswing, it's interference. The catcher in Harris throws to second. He probably would have got Isaac anyway, but that should be the third out of the inning. It's been a minute since I've read the rule book on this certain scenario, but this should be the third out. Unless it's an egregious, almost intentional interference call. Nonetheless, the defense is going to stay on the field. We'll have to get a discussion with that after the game tonight. We'll see what comes of that. Anyways, 0-1 count on Colmenares. Isaac at first, still dancing. 0-1, runner going to the pitch. This one is in there for a call, striking the plate, throwing a second, and they get the runner. No, Isaac safe at second. And that'll be now an 0-2 count on Colmenares with a runner at second. And Xavier Isaac is eighth stolen base of the season. He is 8-for-8 in stolen bases. And that's probably why. It's because he's gotten a couple of second chances on the base paths. Veloz warming down the line for Kannapolis. 0-2 count on Colmenares as he struck out swinging his last time up. As Paulette working on the bump. Currently sitting at 60 pitches. 0-2. He steps off on the rubber, so he'll buy some more time. Rodales Martinez awaiting on deck. Bottom of the third, 2-0 River Dogs. Two outs, 0-2 count. Pitch from Paulette to Colmenares. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Three pitches is all that Peyton Paulette needs. And Carlos Colmenares is down on strikes for the second time tonight. 0-2 with a pair of Ks as a shortstop. Colmenares, Peyton Paulette gets through three innings tonight. And that'll send us into the top of the fourth inning. Ballers still trail 2-0. They'll send Harris, Willitson, Lanzilli to the plate. We come back on the Ballers at Baseball Network. Calvin Harris, Bryce Willits, Chris Lanzilli do up here in this top of the fourth inning in Charleston, South Carolina. Ballers still trail 2-0. Here to the Charleston River Dogs, Yoniel Kurett. Back on the bump for another inning of action. Kurett sets, first pitch on the way. Harris will swing and foul this one off. Count Rondo and one now on Calvin Harris. Harris, Willits, and Lanzilli do up. Harris grounded out to the second baseman, and Kinney is last time up. 0-1 pitch is a breaking ball up and away. Harris says, I don't know what that was. 1-1 is your count. Calvin Harris, the former Ole Miss Rebel, stepping in for his second time tonight. 1-1 pitch. This one is weakly tapped foul. Harris stays alive. It's a 2-1-2 count now on a Calvin Harris. Yoniel Kurett back of the bump. His fourth inning of action. No arms warming the pen quite yet. Kurett can definitely go as late as the sixth inning if needed, as Harris will stay alive with a 1-2. This one is lifted high and foul. Went after a breaking ball upstairs. Now it's still a 1-2 count. Get you a look at the scores from out of town here in the Carolina League. A busy night in action in the Carolina League. Harris will poke the 1-2 in the left center. That one's trailing, but the center fielder in Cermak comes all the way over to left field and makes the grab for the out. It's a F8 of the book for Calvin Harris, a well-hit line drive, but just playing it perfectly in center was Ryan Cermak. First out is had now. Bryce Willits will dig in. Solid work by Calvin Harris to poke that ball into play. Not much you can really do there with the center fielder in Cermak shaded into left center field. First pitch from the Ronnie Kurett is outside, a 1-0 count on Bryce Willits. Busy night, top of the second in the second game of the doubleheader between Fredericksburg and Salem. The Nationals hosting the Red Sox. No Don Washington, Boston. It's Fredericksburg and Salem. This pitch is inside to Willits, 2-0 your count. Still scoreless in that game, too. Fredericksburg took the first game 8-2 over the Red Sox. 2-0 is inside to Willits, now 3-0 on the Ballers' third baseman. They just finished up the fifth inning of the Battle of the Birds. And at Kinston, the Down East Wood Ducks on top, 4-0 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Top of the third in Delmarva, the Shorebirds on top, 2-1 over the Lynchburg Hillcats. 3-0 is on the inside corner, 3-1 now on Bryce Willits. Top of the fifth inning, Augusta on top, 2-1 over the Columbia Fireflies. And then bottom of the fourth, it's tie game in Fayetteville. Woodpeckers and Mudcats are even at 3-3. 3-1 is hacked and a miss by Bryce Willits. 3-2 with one down as Willits will call time now. Full count, one down. Bryce Willits at the plate. Nobody on base for Kannapolis. 3-2 count, one down. Ballers trail 2-0. Here's the pitch from Kurett. This one is line foul. Keep it at 3-2. We'll do it again. Willits singled his first time up. In the second inning, he reached second on a wild pitch. Got all the way up to third, but did not score. In that second inning, Kurett from the line, 3-2. Willits will foul this one off again. He stayed alive. Again, all these foul balls not hurting necessarily, as they do help the pitch count go up slowly but surely on Yoniel Kurett, who is at 68 pitches. This will be pitch number 69 for him. Nice. 3-2 pitch. Weakly tap towards first. Isaac will charge in a little bit. Fields in and to first. He goes for the out. A 3-U ground out for Bryce Willits. Two outs now with nobody on base. And Chris Lanzilli will step in. So Lanzilli digs in with nobody on base and two out. Ballers still searching for more production. They've only gotten one hit on the night. And it was from Bryce Willits in the second inning against Yoniel Kurett. First pitch to Lanzilli. Big hack and a miss on the first pitch. 0-1 on the left fielder, Lanzilli. Manuel Veloz getting loose down the line in left for Kannapolis. 0-1 from Kurett. Lanzilli taps this one foul, and it hits off of the catcher in Martinez, and he is in some discomfort. Looks like he got the better piece of that foul ball in Rodales Martinez. Looks like Haley Williams is going to come check him out, as well as Sean Smedley. As Martinez in some discomfort. Looks like he got hit on the top of the foot on that foul ball from Lanzilli. It's an 0-2 count on the Ballers left fielder. We'll get a moment here to kind of breathe and recap our night so far. Ballers down 2-0, and it is only off the bat of John Diaz, who had a two-run homer in that bottom of the second inning. It's Martinez behind the plate is kind of walking off the foul tip off the bat of Chris Lanzilli. Smedley and Haley Williams out to check on the backstop for Charleston. Mario Fernandez and Julio Meza are not in the lineup, so if either of those two need to come in, they can. So Smedley and Williams will depart. And it looks like Martinez is going to stay in the ballgame. He's just not in a world of comfort. 0-2 count on Lanzilli. Courant's going to get a toss in just to get warm, as actually, no, they're not going to give it to him. I think there was a opt to get the runner rolling. Nonetheless, 0-2 count, two outs. Lanzilli stands in, Courant on the bump. Glove up near the chin, he sets. Here's the 0-2 pitch. This one is grounded to the first baseman, Isaac. Rather a line drive, and he made the catch for the out, a hard hit liner, and Xavier Isaac lays out for the ball and makes the grab for the third out here in this top of the fourth inning. Nice play at first by Isaac on the L3 for Chris Lanzilli. Three outs are now had in this top of the fourth inning. Two up now, it'll be Martinez, Barreta, and Castillo for the River Dogs. Bottom of the fourth inning, and Manuel Veloz will take over when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. So after getting hit in the foot with a loose foul tip from Chris Lanzilli, Rodales Martinez is going to step in and lead it off for the Charleston River Dogs here in this bottom of the fourth inning at Joseph P. Rowley Jr. Park. Manuel Veloz will sky this first pitch into shallow left, hooking it back into the infield. And Yannicker Betancourt makes the grab on the first base tag. Martinez, first pitch he sees, and he pops out to the first baseman in Betancourt. One pitch, one out for Manuel Veloz on the bump. And now to do up is Christopher Barrette. Manuel Veloz takes over in relief of Paulette, 6'2", 185-pound Roddy, 22 years of age from San Carlos, Venezuela. Is Manuel Veloz. First pitch on the way from the righty to Barrette. In there called strike 0-1 on the left fielder, Barrette. Ballers still trailing 2-0 here to the Charleston River Dogs. So one count. Barrette shows bunt and pulls it back now as it's a 1-1 count on to Christopher Barrette. 2-0 your score, River Dogs on top. Out hitting Kannapolis 2-1. It's been a pitcher's duel thus far here in this bottom of the fourth inning, and that's nothing has changed. 1-1 in the third, block by the catcher in Calvin Harris. 2-1. Anna Christopher Barrette, Manuel Veloz, the second arm used tonight, leads the Carolina League with 9 wins out of the bullpen, 9-1 with a 4.01 ERA. Barrette will line the 2-1. That's going to drop in front of the center fielder McCarthy. NVA base hit. Christopher Barrette is on base for the first time tonight. A little one-out single into center. A well-hit ball by Barrette. So one on and one out, and Estanley Castillo will step in. So Estanley Castillo drew a walk his first time up. He'll step in again, this time against Manuel Veloz. A bit of a different pitcher than Paulette. Veloz is not going to blow you away with the velocity. He's got a lot of movement on his stuff, though, and doesn't really hammer the zone with any certain particular pitch. He just kind of throws whatever out there. First pitch, runner going. Castillo pops this one up in foul ground. Bencourt giving chase as well as Calvin Harris, but it'll land in the seating bowl for a souvenir. 0-1 your count. Honest Dunley Castillo. Barrette took off for second base and definitely had an opportunity to swipe it. There's an 0-1 count instead. Honest Dunley Castillo. Barrette at first base is 17 for 22 in stolen base attempts on this 2023 season. Castillo with a slightly open stance. 0-1 Veloz's pitch. Fastball right down Broadway, 0-2 now on Estanley Castillo. Veloz leads the Carolina League with 9 wins of the season, 51 and 2/3 innings entering tonight. He's struck out 43, walked 22. Opponents are batting 260 against Manuel Veloz. Last time Veloz pitched against the Delmarva Shorebirds is now Calvin Harris is going to go chat with Manuel Veloz. 4 innings, 1 hit of shutout baseball. From Veloz, 4 shutout innings with 1 hit, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts for the righty from San Carlos, Venezuela. And he's using the power of the elephant on top of the dugout railing. Even here on the road on the third base side, the little stuffed elephant is on the dugout railing. That is a honoring of Manuel Veloz, his son, back at home. As Veloz will check on the runner at first, it's not in time. Okay, for the count of 0-2 on Estanley Castillo, the power of the elephant, as we like to call it up here in the press box. Back at Atrium Health Ballpark, I don't know what they call that here in Charleston. 0-2 pitch delivered on the fastball is just a bit outside, trying to stretch the zone. 1-2 your count on Estanley Castillo. Close call by home plate umpire Tyler Hovick. Trying to stretch the zone and did Manuel Veloz. Instead, he's got a 1-2 count. Righty sense, glove in the waist. He'll check on the runner on the 1-2, and it's not in time. Bencourt playing the mind games over there with Barrette, who is at first base for Charleston. Estanley Castillo at the plate. Top of the order in John Diaz awaiting on deck. He's already hit a home run tonight. 1-2 count with one down. Set on the bump is Veloz. Here's the pitch, runner going. Swinging a grounder towards short. Backhanding is Sanchez. He'll flip to first for the out. Headed to third is Barrette on an aggressive play. Did they get him in? And third, no, they didn't. Christopher Barrette will slide into third base safely. And Manuel Veloz will now have a runner to deal with at third base just 90 feet away. There are now two outs in the inning, but there's a runner 90 feet away from scoring. And John Diaz is going to step in. The Kannapolis Cannonballers dugout can't believe the call, as it'll be two outs and a runner on third for John Diaz. We know Barrette's fast, but even that is a bit of an aggressive move and a bit of an aggressive call on the infield by Frank Jones, as this first pitch is lined down the line and left hooking, foul. 0-1 count on John Diaz, who had a home run his last time up in the second inning, a two-run blast to put Charleston up. The only runs on the board tonight. 2-0 our score. River Dogs on top. Pleasure to have you join us on the Ballers Baseball Network. Dan Haloney bringing the action live from Charleston. The Ballers are in search of a victory in this Friday night against Charleston. 0-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss from John Diaz. 0-2. As Veloz worked the fastball inside. Veloz is on a four-inning scoreless streak. Four-inning scoreless streak on the bump for Veloz. We're going to make it five here. 0-2, here's the pitch. grounded towards third, easily played for by Willits. He'll send his feet, throw to first in time for the out, and it's five innings in a row on the bump for Manuel Veloz of Scoreless Baseball. A 5-3 ground out for John Diaz is the third out of this bottom of the fourth inning. We're through four here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park in Charleston as the Ballers and the River Dogs battling for the fourth time in this week. Top of the fifth, we'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. It's 2-0 Charleston, but it's Betancourt, McCarthy, and Logan due up when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before. So that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Yonaker Betancourt, Ryan McCarthy, and Drake Logan due up here in this top of the fifth inning here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park in Charleston. Ballers trailing 2-0 to Charleston. Yoniel Kuret back in the bump for his fifth inning of work against the Ballers. First pitch delivered to Betancourt. It's on the outside corner. 0-1 is your count. Ballers have just one hit on the night against Yoniel Kuret, trying to avoid making another one hit and less outing for the Rhino here for the Charleston River Dogs. Pitches outside 0-2 is your count. Kuret again has allowed just a few outings of two plus hits. He's allowed more than two hits just three times this season. 0-2 grounded toward the short. Back in by Cole Menares. Has to hurry the throw, but he gets there in time. It's a first out of this top of the fifth inning. A 6-3 ground out for Yonaker Betancourt. First out is had. One down now. Ryan McCarthy will step in. So McCarthy will dig in. A runner on no bases, as it was a ground out last time out for Betancourt. So McCarthy digs in. He grounded into a double play his first time up against Kuret. First pitch on the way from the righty. A fastball outside corner. 0-1 on McCarthy. We'll see who the Ballers work with tonight on the mound. Manuel Veloz should go a few innings. We'll see what comes of his night. Pitches upstairs to McCarthy. 1-1 is your count. Working from the line, Kuret's 1-1 to McCarthy. This one's waved and a miss on a breaking ball. A 1-2 count now on our good buddy and Ryan McCarthy. Fun fact, actually, had to play Uber for McCarthy today, as this one will be delayed on the 1-2. He calls time. McCarthy wanted to get a ride over to the Citadel and chats with some folks he knew over there. And the Citadel being across the street and me having my car, McCarthy said, hey, I said, I got you. 1-2, pitch on the way from Kuret. This one's fouled off, keep it at 1-2. And we'll do it again. Actually got to check out the Citadel campus today, the football stadium, basketball arena. It was pretty cool. Some nice athletic facilities just across the street here from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park in Charleston. 1-2 pitch. This one's popped up back to me. Heads up. It's the roof just above me. 1-2 count with one out. Drake Logan awaiting on deck. The right fielder for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-2 count from the line. Kuret's pitch. Outside, trying to breaking ball, but it's just a bit wide. 2-2 on Ryan McCarthy. Kent Manuel Veloz, the arm for Kannapolis currently. There is an arm warming down the line and right for Charleston, and I think the Ballers are glad to see it. 2-2. This one's tapped a foul. Ryan McCarthy will stay alive. Count is still 2-2. There is a Riney getting loose down the line for the River Dogs. We'll see who it is down there. Can't quite make out who it is from up here in the press box. Kurets pitch delivered to McCarthy on the 2-2. This one's low and inside. Keep the count now at full, 3-2 on Ryan McCarthy. Looks like a right-hander getting loose for the River Dogs. 3-2, pitch from Kurets to McCarthy is inside for all four. Second walk of the night for Yoniel Kurets, and it's Ryan McCarthy reaching base via a free pass again this week. He's on base now with one out, and due up is Drake Logan. So McCarthy still just has the one hit on the week, but that is the fourth time this week he has reached on a free pass. Definitely taking a more patient approach at the plate, and it's paying off for him. Kurett on the bump. He'll check on the runner in first to McCarthy. McCarthy back in there safely. So we still await the first pitch for Drake Logan. Looks like it's the righty Cade Alemanu getting loose down the line and right, the Hawaiian righty. Kurett's pitch delivered to Logan is outside. 1-0 count. Kurett's fastball losing a little bit of that touch. As now Levy Romero is going to come have a chat with Yoniel Kurett, who has now walked two batters tonight. So far tonight for the righty Kurett, we knew what we were facing tonight. 4 1/3 shutout innings. He's allowed one hit and two walks. Struck out at four. He struck out 11 his last time out. So four is an off night for Yoniel Kurett. All things considered, the two-time reigning Carolina League Pitcher of the Month. In June and July, he has been unhittable. Romero's going to come and talk with Kurett, and that'll be the end of that. Home plate umpire Tyler Hovick says, hey, we got a baseball game. Y'all want to play? Another bit of a long game so far tonight. Top of the fifth inning, and we're an hour and a half into tonight's game. It's been a snail's pace game again. Not complaining. I love baseball. 1-0 count. Kurett's pitch delivered. This one is lined sharply. Foul. Down the third base side. Heads up over there. 1-1 your count on Drake Logan. 1-1 count on Logan. Wilbur Sanchez is awaiting on deck for Kannapolis. Tying run of the plate. It's Drake Logan. We're in the fifth inning here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. It was raining all day today, and we got a window. It's not supposed to rain again until about midnight. 1-1 from the righty. This one's up and inside, almost hits Logan the coconut. We'll have a grand total of a 2-1 count on Drake Logan. The River Dogs kind of celebrating tonight, at least the office and the baseball ops department. Former River Dog and Curtis Mead making his debut tonight for the Tampa Bay Rays. 2-1 is hacked and missed. I, Drake Logan, count runs to 2-2. Curtis Mead making his Major League debut this weekend. He's called up by the Tampa Bay Rays today. More than likely will play tomorrow. He's not in the lineup today against the Tigers. 2-2 pitch. Logan will take outside. Count will run full. 3-2 count on Drake Logan. Curtis Mead played for the River Dogs in 2021. And came to Kannapolis and kind of crushed us all week. That week that they were here in 2021, at least they were here in Kannapolis, not here in Charleston. 3-2, Kurett will check on the runner at first, not in time. Still awaiting the full count of delivery to Drake Logan. This is the first time the Cannonballers have made their way down to Charleston. First time a Kannapolis team has made it down here since 2019. 3-2, set on the bump, here's the pitch. Outside of the plate for ball four, Yonyo Kuret has now walked three batters on the night. To second goes McCarthy, and to first goes Drake Logan. He takes a patient approach, and it's been the bottom third of the order that has bought the Cannonballers some opportunities. And McCarthy, Logan, and Sanchez, each of them drawing one walk. And now Sean Smedley comes out, and Yonyo Kuret's night is done. 91 pitches, 62 strikes, an impressive night on the bump. But now the River Dogs have to sit back and pray as they'll turn things over into their bullpen against these Kannapolis Cannonballers. It'll be Kate Alemanu taking over. We'll take a break and get you all the details on Mr. Alemanu when we come back here on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Charleston. Wilbur Sanchez will step in, 2-1 for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and one out against the new righty on the bump for the Charleston River Dogs. It is Cade Alemanu, the righty, 6'4", 225 pounds from Liwe, Hawaii. His first pitch delivered, this one is lifted high and foul by Sanchez. It's a 0-1 count on La Chispa. Born on August 9th of 2000, he turns 23 in just a few days. Hey, I turned 23 in about a month myself. Former University of Hawaii righty. On the bump is Cade Alemanu. He makes the appearance out of the bullpen tonight for the River Dogs. 0-1 is on the inside corner. 0-2 now to Wilbur Sanchez. Alemanu, a 10th round pick in 2022 by the Tampa Bay Rays out of Hawaii. An All Big West second team selection as a sophomore in 2021 is Cade Alemanu. This is his first appearance since Sunday against the Augusta Green Jackets. He threw three shutout innings with two walks, three Ks, and one hit. 0-2 count. Sanchez will get the pitch from Alemanu in the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Martinez. He'll stay alive at the plate. Will Sanchez? It's 1-2 on a La Chispa. Mario Camiletti awaiting on deck. Top of the fifth inning, Kannapolis trailing 2-0. One swing of the bat, though, and there could be trouble in the books for the Charleston River Dogs. Wilbur Sanchez at the plate. Alemanu on the bump. He'll now step off and take a peek at McCarthy. McCarthy at second, a good lead. Drake Logan at first. He has an even better lead. River Dogs playing to the double play grounder. 1-2, Alemanu will set. Here's the pitch. Sanchez will take well outside of the breaking ball. 2-2 on a La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. His first time up, he drew a walk against Yonyo Kuret. Also swiped to base. Kuret tonight with three walks. It's his fourth of his last five outings where he's walked at least three on the bump. 2-2 count with one down. Alemanu, the righty's pitch. This one's chopped towards third. It gets past the defenders into left for a base hit. Holding the runner at third is Pat Leland. McCarthy's at third. It's a station-to-station base hit. And it buys the Ballers bases loaded now with one down for Mario Camiletti. Well, now the River Dogs have something to be worried about as McCarthy's at third, Logan is at second, and Wilbur Sanchez is on base for the second time tonight. Mario Camilletti's 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. For the first time now, he'll face Kate Alemanu. And as we've mentioned a couple of times entering tonight, Mario Camilletti batting a whopping 472. As Camilletti will start off the at-bat with an 0-1 count, a pitch clock violation issued by home plate umpire Tyler Hovick. Camilletti says, I was in the box, he wasn't in the mound. Well, Alemanu was kind of on the mound, as we'll get now an 0-1 count to start off the at-bat. Base is loaded, pitch delivered from Alemanu, grounded towards third, stopped by the third baseman, but it gets loosened and left for a base hit. McCarthy will score, everyone else will stop, and it's an RBI single for Mario Camilletti. He picks up another ribeye steak, and Camilletti's on base for the first time tonight with a single. Scoring is McCarthy. To third goes Logan, and to second goes La Chispa. Wilbur Sanchez, ballers still have bases loaded with one down for Brooks Baldwin. Mario Camilletti picks up his first RBI of the night, of hopefully a lot more. Kannapolis will pick up now their first run. They trail 2-1, tying run at third, and go-ahead run is at second. One down in the inning. Baldwin gets the pitch from Alemanu. This one's inside, caught by the catcher Martinez. Almost a wild pitch. 1-0 count now on a Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin 0-for-2, a ground down and a strikeout. Big spot here for Kannapolis as Mario Camilletti with an RBI base knock tallies his 51st RBI of the 2023 season. Baldwin lifts the 1-0 high and foul. That'll end up in the seeding bowl. And we'll have a 1-1 count due on Brooks Baldwin. 51st RBI of the season for Mario Camilletti. And Kannapolis still is looking to strike. 1-1 count, one down. Ballers trail by one. Tying run 90 feet away. Go ahead and run 180 feet away. 1-1, Alemanu's offering. Baldwin will lift this one in the center field. It's kind of shallow. Backtracking Colmenares, left fielder Berente after. A whole bunch of River Dogs slipping in the outfield, but Berente comes in and makes the grab where probably the shortstop should have been as Colmenares fell to his rear. Coming in from left, though, is Berente, and it's an F7 in the book for Brooks Baldwin. Two outs now, but the River Dogs are not out of the woods yet. It's Calvin Harris stepping in with a bases chuck full of ballers in two out. So Calvin Harris will step in with a bases chucked full and two outs. He's grounded out and he's flown out, so he's put the ball into play twice tonight. As Calvin Harris, fourth round pick in 2023 by the Chicago White Sox. Alemanu's first pitch delivered. Harris wanted to swing, but he holds back. Probably should have. It was right down Broadway. 0-1 is your count. I'm no hitting coach. There's a reason I'm up in the broadcast booth. But that looked like a changeup kind of floating over the heart of the plate. Calvin Harris probably wants that one back. 0-1 count. Alemanu sets. Here's the pitch on the way. Harris swings and misses at a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Almost had a good chance of that one. 0-2, though, is your count. Calvin Harris still searching for his first hit as a Kannapolis cannonballer. This will be a great spot for it. 0-2 count. Two outs. Top of the fifth. Ballers trail by one. Bases loaded. Alemanu's pitch. Harris will line this one into center. That'll get down for a base hit. Scoring is Logan. Here comes Sanchez. Throw comes in from center. Heads to third. Sliding in is Mario Camilletti. And Calvin Harris has his first hit as a Kannapolis cannonballer. And the ballers have taken the lead in the top of the fifth inning. It's now 3-2 Kannapolis. That'll send us to another batter. It's Bryce Willits due up here in this top of the fifth with a still 2-1 and 2-out. And Kannapolis with a 3-2 lead. Calvin Harris got all of that baseball and put it into right center field. And it scores two runs. Camilletti is at third. Logan and Sanchez cross the plate. It is now 3-2 Kannapolis. So Yoniel Couret will get a no decision as Kate Alemanu on the mound has let a few runs by. First pitch to Willits is inside, a 1-0 count. Now on Bryce Willits. So again, McCarthy, Logan, and Sanchez have scored this inning. Two reached via a walk, one via a single. 1-0 to Willits from Alemanu. This one's lined sharply foul, and oh my goodness. Almost took out Nico Levy, our first base coach, who just fell on his rear. He is never going to hear the end of that, folks. Nico Levy, the White Sox player development intern, is our first base coach tonight. He felt that one in the tailbone, I can tell you that much. And there are a lot of laughs being shared in the dugout and at first base. As Calvin Harris with a good lead at first. Here's the 1-1. Willits will lift this one in the air left field. Barrente backtracking. Hit well, but not well enough as Barrente makes the grab out in a left field. It's a F7 in the book. That is the third out of this top of the fifth inning. But damage done. The Ballers pick up three runs in the frame off of a couple of base hits. Mainly Calvin Harris with a game-changing RBI 2 RBI single. It's his first hit as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. And it hands him a 3-2 lead. Bottom five will be right back on the Ballers baseball network. Kenny, Isaac, and Cermak due up against Manuel Veloz.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before. So that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Cooper Kinney, Xavier Isaac, and Ryan Cermak do up against Manuel Veloz. First pitch to Kinney, grounded to second. Camilletti with a routine play on the first. He goes for the out. Cooper Kinney with a 4-3 ground out. One down now, and Xavier Isaac, first baseman, is now due up. Just like that, Manuel Veloz all of a sudden at now 5 1/3 innings of scoreless baseball in a row. Xavier Isaac will step in 1-for-1 tonight. A single and a stolen base on the book. He also reached on a walk in that first inning. So Isaac will step in. First pitch is off the plate. A 1-0 count on Xavier Isaac. Ryan Cermak awaiting. There's the 1-0 from Veloz. This one is inside. A 2-0 count now on Xavier Isaac. Isaac has been an on-base machine this week. He's been very aggressive at the plate. But he hasn't had to be too aggressive as he's been handed these plays. 2-0. This one's lifted in the air in the right field. Hit well. Drake Logan, though, on the warning track. Will make the grab for the out. Isaac thought he had his 13th home run of the season, but Drake Logan makes the grab on the warning track for an F9. Two outs now. Two outs, and Ryan Cermak will step in. Ryan Cermak will step in for another at-bat. He reached on catcher's interference and a strikeout. First time facing Veloz. This one is lifted high and foul on a breaking ball. It's an 0-1 count on Ryan Cermak. Entering tonight, 2-for-9, a 3-run homer. 4 RBI in the week. He's walked 4 times. Kannapolis has a team last night walking 12 River Dogs. That is what did him in. First pitch was a strike. Second pitch, also a strike. Manuel Veloz just kind of looping these pitches in, and it's working out for him. That is now an 0-2 count on Cermak. Much better progression tonight for the Ballers' arms. Just 2 walks here through almost 5 innings of work. 0-2 check swing. Did he go? No. Says infield umpire. And Frank Jones, 1-2, your count on Ryan Cermak. Just two walks to the River Dogs all night. And both off the arm of Peyton Paulette, one of Isaac and one of Estonley Castillo. 1-2, Veloz's pitch delivered. Lifted high and foul again. Cermak staying alive at the plate. Keep it at 1-2, we'll do it again. Again, Kate Alemanu on the bump for the Charleston River Dogs, allowing a few runs across. And it thwarts the night of Yonyo Kuret. 1-2, Veloz's pitch. This one's lifted high and deep in the night sky, and Charleston hooking. Foul. Ball's absolutely crushed, but it does land foul. Count is 1-2 on Ryan Cermak. I want to see the TrackMan data on that, but that ball was absolutely crushed down the left field line, but it was well foul, even with the weird wall configuration here in Charleston. 1-2, Veloz's pitch. Grounded sharply to third. Willits makes the play, has to butterfinger it, sets his feet, kicks it up, fires the first, ball gets loose. That's going to be extra bases for Cermak. He'll head to second. Throw goes in from Ryan. It's not going to be a throw. Rather, Cermak will make it to second. Bit of a weird play as Willits tried to scoop it from the infield dirt. Ball kind of fell loose and started rolling. Willits picked it up and kind of rushed the throw over to first. Betancourt couldn't make the snag. It gets into the warning track area along the right field line into the bullpen area of Charleston. So Cermak is at second. Ryan Spikes is going to step in with a runner on second now and two outs in the inning. Again, a bit of a weird sequence there. Not quite sure if you can give Cermak a hit there, as we'll see what the official scorer's decision is. They are going to give an error to Bryce Willits, at least for the throw. We'll see what the official scorer's decision is, though, as it looks like it's just going to be one single error that gets him to second. First pitch to Ryan Spikes is outside, a 1-0 count, as Emmanuel Veloz now has to deal with a runner at a second base. Cermak reaches on the fielding error. That sends him to second base. It is a E5 for Bryce Willits. Pitch on the way in the 1-0. This one is outside, a 2-0 count. Now on Ryan Spikes. It is a throwing error for Bryce Willits, if that means anything. An error is an error. But it wasn't an error on the fielding. It was an error on the throw. If he held it, he probably would have just had a runner on first now. But nonetheless, he's in second in scoring position. Spikes is 2-0 from Veloz. Grounded sharply past the shortstop. Sanchez into left center. Grounding third and headed home on the play is Cermak. And it's an RBI base hit for Ryan Spikes here in this fifth inning. Charleston has now tied this ball game back up. And there goes Manuel Veloz's scoring streak here into this fifth inning. And Charleston has evened this game up. Cermak scores, and Ryan Spikes is at first with an RBI base hit. Willits's error comes back to bite the ballers, and it'll be a runner on and two out with Carlos Colmenares stepping in. So Colmenares will dig in, but not before Blake Hickman will depart from the dugout and come talk with Manuel Veloz. Not a situation where I would put too much blame on Veloz. He's pitching well. Just a sharp grounder on a good pitch off the bat of Ryan Spikes. Cermak scores on a play that Willits at third probably could have held the ball. And we'd be talking about runners on the corners with two out. Instead, we're back to a tie ball game here in this bottom of the fifth inning. Two outs. Colmenares is going to step in. He's 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts, both against Peyton Paulette. But Colmenares still trying to find his way at the plate tonight against these Kannapolis Cannonballers. He'll dig in for the first time against Manuel Veloz. Veloz will set on the bump. Beautiful night for baseball here in Charleston. First pitch delivered from the righty. This one's low and outside. Count will run to 1-0 on a Carlos Colmenares. Martinez, the catcher, waiting on deck. 1-0 count on Carlos Colmenares. Veloz will set. Pitch running on there, going on the way. 1-1 to the plate now as this one swung and a miss. Throwing a second. Gets wild in the center, but coming in to make the play was McCarthy. So it holds the runner at second. Ryan Spikes will swipe the base. Colmenares did swing and miss, but it's a 1-1 count as Ryan Spikes swipes another stolen base. He is now at a 24 on the season. Colmenares at the plate with a 1-1 count. With two outs. At second is Spice. It's the go-ahead run. Veloz will take a deep breath. Here's the pitch. This one's lifted into the night sky and a right. Backtracking Drake Logan. He looks up, warning track wall, and that ball is out of here. Carlos Colmenares is walking around the base paths, and he is very happy. It's a two-run homer into the night sky here in Charleston in the right, and the River Dogs have retaken the lead in this bottom of the fifth inning. It is now 5-3 here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. Colmenares hits a home run here in this fifth inning. It is another blast into the night sky for Colmenares, his fourth of the season. And now the Boulders trail again, this time by two runs. They already put up three in that fifth inning, as they're going to have more work to do. Colmenares with a home run. Odalys Martinez will dig in. Veloz's pitch delivered, grounded up the middle. Veloz can't make the play. Sanchez across the middle to his left. On to first he goes for the out. And it'll be an inning and now done in this bottom of the fifth inning. Well, Ballers now with work to do. They put up three runs in the top of the fifth, but the River Dogs do as well. And it's still a two-run deficit for Kannapolis. 5-3, River Dogs lead here after five innings of baseball here in Charleston. We'll take a quick break. Kate Halimanu back on the bump. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Charleston. It's 5-3, River Dogs on top. Well, entering the top of the fifth inning, Ballers were trailing by two. They put up three runs in the top of the fifth inning, and after the bottom of the fifth, they still trail by two. It's 5-3, River Dogs on top. Kate Alemanu back on the mound. His first pitch delivered of the sixth inning to Chris Lanzilli is in there. It's an 0-1 count now on the Ballers left fielder, Lanzilli. Lanzilli, Betancourt, and Ryan McCarthy do up. Ballers are looking to get back into this ballgame. They trail by two as Lanzilli checks, swings on the 0-1. It's now 0-2. On our good buddy Chris Lanzilli, the left fielder. Chris Lanzilli's been doing him silly this week. He has been on fire at the plate. 0-2, pitch delivered. He grounds this one sharply to third, backhanded by Spike. Set his feet, throw to first in time for the up. And that is the completion of that at bat. It's now a first out of this top of the sixth inning. And due up is Yonaker Betancourt. So Lanzilli now 0-4-3, looking to avoid having his on-base streak snapped in this Friday night action. Yonaker Betancourt will step in with nobody on base and one down against Kate Alemanu. First pitch on the way from the righty. Betancourt will poke this one down the line in the right, hooking foul. 0-1 count, ends up down on a Shoeless Joe's Hill here in Charleston. Alemanu on the bump. Has allowed a few runs to cross. Two of those runs charged to Yonel Kuret. One of those to Ale Manu. As this one is up and away, a 1-1 count now on a Yonaker Bencourt. Ale Manu in line for the victory. Should the current result hold? But I don't think Kannapolis has any plans of that. 1-1. Tap towards third. Spikes to his left. Makes the play and will throw across his body in time for the out. Another 5-3 ground out. This time it's Yonaker Bencourt. Two outs now, and due up is Ryan McCarthy. So McCarthy will step in. The bottom third of the order tonight has been who's been getting on base for Kannapolis. McCarthy, Logan, and Sanchez all reaching with free passes. Kannapolis has just four hits on the board. First pitch to McCarthy is a bit outside, a 1-0 count now on a McCarthy, the center fielder. And a walk, and he grounded into a double play. No possible double play here. 1-0 from Ale Manu. Breaking ball in there, called strike 1-1 on Ryan McCarthy. Walked his last time up. Ended up scoring a run as well. Thanks to a single from Sanchez. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. And now McCarthy will have to reset. It's a 1-2 count. Two count, two outs. Drake Logan awaiting on deck. Ale Manu's pitch on the way. Up and inside, McCarthy has to duck out of the way at 94 miles an hour. 2-2 on McCarthy. Again, Drake Logan on deck. 2-2, Ale Manu looking for a good inning. Pitch on the way from the righty. This one is over the glove of Martinez. And now count will run full on our good buddy and Ryan McCarthy. Three-two count with two outs. Ale Manu working from the wine. He's got a quick delivery. Here's the pitch. McCarthy will tap this one foul. He stays alive. Keep it at 3-2, and we'll do it again. Ale Manu's got a quick delivery. He's kind of set on the bump. He kind of takes one turn and one step, and then he just kind of goes for it. He doesn't really take a big load on his stride to the plate. 3-2. Here's the pitch. This one is grounded on the opposite field side. Spikes will come in a few steps. Has to hurry the throw, but it's in there in time at first for the out. Ryan McCarthy grounds out, and it's three ground outs to the third baseman, Spikes. A busy man over at the hot corner is Spikes, but he gets all three outs here in this top of the sixth inning. Bottom six we go. Ballers still trail by two. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Kannapolis still trailing 5-3 here in Charleston. Christopher Barrette, Estanley Castillo, and John Diaz due up here in this bottom of the sixth inning. Ballers trail by two. Barrette, Castillo, and Diaz stepping in against Manuel Veloz on the bump, back for his third inning of work tonight. His first pitch to Barrette is big hack and miss. 0-1 on Christopher Barrette. Ballers trail by two. They're looking to avoid their fourth loss in a row here to the Charleston River Dogs this week. Aaron at Charleston. 0-1 pitch. Grounded to short. Sanchez in a few steps. Sets his feet after catching it. Fires the first in time for the out. It's a 6-3 ground out for Christopher Barrette. He is now 1-4-3 tonight. That'll send things to Estanley Castillo. Nobody on base and one down. Estanley Castillo, the right fielder, will dig in. He walked his first time up in the second inning. Ended up scoring on the two-run homer from John Diaz. And he grounded into a ground down in the fourth inning as he swings the first pitch. Broken bat, grounder. Veloz is going to have to get the ball. He tries to flip it to first, but he doesn't get there in time. That would have been a SportsCenter top 10 play if Manuel Veloz had made that play. Instead, it's a little single in the infield for Estanley Castillo. It's a one-out base hit for the River Dogs right fielder. One on now and one down for John Diaz. Veloz at least made an attempt to field his position. A nice effort by the arm in Manuel Veloz. He did make the effort. Props to him for that. He tried to make a SportsCenter top 10 play, and he succeeded. It just wasn't in time. And if Castillo is at first, Diaz digs in. First pitch from the right into Diaz is outside. It's a 1-0 count now on the River Dogs leadoff batter, the DH, in John Diaz. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning here in Charleston. Ballers down by two. Wind is blowing in from center. Veloz's pitch on the 1-0 is a bit outside, 2-0. Now on Estanley Castillo. DH Diaz steps in. Cooper Kinney, the second baseman, awaiting on deck. 2-0 count with one down. Pitch on the way from the righty. This is a sword to the plate from Diaz. It'll be a 2-1 count with one down. In this bottom of the sixth. Veloz will set, taking a peek in for the signs. 2-1 pitch. This one's lifted in the air into right center field. Hit well, backtracking McCarthy. Also Drake Logan in the sky. McCarthy calls him off, though, and makes the grab for the out. It'll be a F8 in the book with now two outs in the frame. John Diaz is the second out. Runner retreats to first. It's Castillo. It'll be two outs and a runner on first for Cooper Kinney. Two outs now. Kinney will step in. First pitch on the way from Veloz. This one is inside. It's a 1-0 count on a Cooper Kinney. Kinney the 1-0 count. He's 0-for-3. Two strikeouts and a ground out. Veloz looking to get through this inning without allowing anything on the board for Charleston. 1-0 pitch delivered. This one's a beautifully placed breaking ball down the middle. Not often you leave a broadcaster speechless, but that was disgusting. 1-1 your count. Cooper Kinney could do nothing but watch that pitch come in as Veloz spins that one in right down Broadway. Takes a peek at first. Here's the 1-1. Lifted high and foul by Cooper Kinney. 1-2. On the River Dogs, the second baseman, Cooper Kinney. Kinney, a high draft pick, competitive balance round A selection in 2021. He missed all of last season with a shoulder injury. He probably would be in high A, or at least high A, maybe double A at this rate if he played here last year. 1-2. Low and inside, even at 2-2 on Cooper Kinney. He probably would be in high A or double A at this rate, but he missed all of last season with an injury. So here he is still in Charleston in single-A baseball. One of the higher draft picks in the Tampa Bay Rays organization. 2-2 from Veloz. Grounded through and is left for a base hit. It'll be the first hit of the night for Cooper Kinney. The second goes to Stanley Castillo. Kinney is at first. 1-for-4 night for him now. Castillo to second. So 2-1 and 2 down for Xavier Isaac. So Xavier Isaac will get another opportunity to bat, this time with two outs and two on. One swing of the bat here, and the Ballers could really see things go out of hand. Veloz's pitch on the way to Isaac. This one's in the dirt, blocked by the catcher. and Calvin Harris. 1-0 your count on Xavier Isaac. A walk, a single, and a flyout. Isaac steps in. A 1-0 count with two outs. Castillo at second, Kinney at first. 1-0 from the righty is in there for a called strike, 1-1. Isaac can do nothing but watch that one go by him. A walk, a single, and a flyout for Isaac. He also has a stolen base. He's now a perfect 8-for-8 on the season in stolen bases. Is Xavier Isaac. 1-1 your count. Good lead at both the second and first. 1-1 from Veloz. Isaac powers this one in center. Well hit. McCarthy backtracking on the warning track. Will make the grab for the out. Almost another long flyout for Xavier Isaac, and it is that, a long flyout. But he thought he had another home run. That will be now an F8 in the book for Isaac. Three outs are now had in this bottom of the sixth inning. Well, to the back third of baseball we go here in Charleston. Ballers with some work to do. They trail by two. That'll send us into a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll be right back. We'll get you an out-of-town scoreboard look as well. At the top of the seventh, it'll be Logan Sanchez and Camilletti due up when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Drake Logan, Wilbur Sanchez, and Mario Camilletti do up. Kane Alemanu back on the mound for Charleston. His first pitch of the seventh inning is popped up by Drake Logan in a foul ground. Xavier Isaac trailing in will make the grab for the out. One pitch, one out. It's a pop out of the first baseman, Xavier Isaac, for Drake Logan. He's now 0 for 2 tonight with a walk here in this Friday night action in Charleston. One out, nobody on base, and Wilbur Sanchez will dig in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. So Sanchez will step in. He had a single his last time up. He also reached on a walk. He's been on base twice tonight. Has a la chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. His first pitch from Alemanu is a bit outside, a 1-0 count. Now on Wilbur Sanchez. We'll get you a look at the out-of-town scores tonight in the Carolina League, keeping us posted. We still have had an eventful night. Sanchez lifts this 1-0, hit high and deep in the right and left field. Backtracking is Barrette on the warning track, makes the grab. Wilbur Sanchez almost just had another home run to his tally. Would have been his third of the season. Instead, it's a allowed flyout into left field. Two outs, and due up now is the leadoff batter, Mario Camilletti. No finals to report other than the first game of a doubleheader between Salem and Fredericksburg. The Fred Nats taking an 8-2. They're in the end of the fourth inning in Fredericksburg in game two of that 2-7 inning doubleheader. They're in the top of the ninth and down east. The Wood Ducks leading 7-1 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. First pitch to Camilletti is in there, called strike 0-1 on a Cade Alemanu's opponent in Mario Camilletti. End of the fifth in Delmarva. Shorebirds on top 7-4 over the Lynchburg Hillcats. Out of the Cleveland Guardians organization, 0-1 is on the inside corner, 0-2 on a Camilletti. Bottom of the seventh, Augusta on top 6-2 over the Columbia Fireflies. Bottom of the eighth, Carolina on top 6-3 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 0-2, low and inside, Camilletti will take. It's a 1-2 count. As Camaletti now trying to work his way on base for the second time tonight. He has a single to his name last time up. But before that, in the first and third, he struck out. 1-2 count with two outs. Alemanu from the wind. Looking to make it six outs away from victory for the River Dogs. 1-2 chop towards third. Spikes makes the play to first. He goes for the out. And Mario Camaletti has grounded out. It's a 5-3 ground out. Another 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Kate Alemanu. He's sat down his last seven in a row. He's faced on the mound. Has the Hawaiian righty. It'll send us into the seventh inning stretch here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. Manuel Veloz will return to the mound. Boulders still trail by two, and they have six outs to work with, but they still have to face the River Dogs at least two more times in the field. That'll send us into a break. Sir Max Spikes and Colmenar is due up when we come back. Here are the Ballers at Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Ryan Cermak leads it off of the Charleston River Dogs, bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch delivered is outside, a 1-0 count now on Cermak. It is Cermak, Spikes, and Colmenar is due up for the Charleston River Dogs. Bottom of the seventh inning, the River Dogs lead 5-3. Colmenar is due up in the hole this inning. He had a two-run homer, and that it did ascend a little bit of a wave through here in Charleston. 1-1 count, nobody out. Pitch on the way from Veloz. This one's upstairs. 2-1 count on Ryan Cermak. Veloz on the bump, looking to mow through the order again in his fourth inning of work. 2-1, pitch to Cermak. Fastball right down Broadway. 2-2 count on a Cermak. Cermak has reached base twice tonight with a catcher's interference and an E5. 2-2 from Veloz. Check swing, did he go around? No, says Frank Jones. Cermak has reached twice. He struck out against Peyton Paulette in the third inning. And Paulette's night of strikeouts. He definitely got a few of them. 3-2, Veloz will deliver the pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Ryan Cermak strikes out another time here in this bottom of the seventh inning. It's now one out in the frame, and Ryan Spikes will dig in. Ryan Spikes will step in with nobody on base and one down. Veloz will send, pitch delivered. Fastball is right down Broadway. Called strike 0-1 is your count on Ryan Spikes. Third baseman for the Charleston River Dogs is at a busy night. He's hit by a pitch, a fly out, and a single. Scored on the home run from Colmenar is back in the fifth. Pitch is up and away, 1-1 count. 1-1 count with one down. Veloz's pitch to Spikes. Waved at and missed. It's a 1-2 count. Now on Ryan Spikes. Have to imagine if anything close to a hit-by-pitch is thrown, even a fastball up and in, I have to imagine Spikes would not be thrilled. 1-2, this one is well outside. It's the opposite of a hit-by-pitch. It's well outside and out of the reach of Calvin Harris, the catcher. Count is 2-2. Spikes, the third baseman, digging in. 1-4-2 tonight. Feloz is 2-2. Outside, count will run full. He tried to get the outside of the zone at 90 miles an hour. Instead, count is full on a Ryan Spikes. There is an arm warming down the line for Charleston. No arms warming for Canapolis. Feloz is just working. 3-2. Lifted high and foul, but it's in play still. Betancourt chasing, drifting towards the edge of the grass. Makes the grab and foul ground for the out. It's a P3 and foul ground. Two outs now, nobody on base, and Carlos Colmenares will dig in. Carlos Colmenares had a big two-run home run back in the fifth inning that handed Charleston the lead. He'll get another opportunity to face Manuel Veloz here in this bottom of the seventh. From the line, Veloz's pitch delivered. This one is a bit outside. 1-0 is your count. 1-0 count, two outs. Time called. Calvin Harris is going to come have a chat with his Roddy and Veloz. Colmenares is a two-run homer, and before that, it was a pair of strikeouts. And both of those strikeouts really weren't even close. One-oh count on Colmenares with two outs. Calvin Harris behind the dish for Manuel Veloz. Mound visit adjourned. It looks like there is an arm warming down the line in left for Canapolis. Looks like our buddy in Horacio Andujar getting loose down in left for the Canapolis Cannonballers. 1-0 count. Veloz will work out of the windup. Here's the pitch to Colmenares. This one is tapped foul down the first base side. Count is even at 1-1. Horacio Andujar is indeed the righty getting loose in left for Canapolis. 1-1 from the wind. Here's the pitch. This one's outside. Count is 2-1 now on Colmenares. Two-one count with two outs. Pitch from the righty delivered. This one is just a bit outside. Veloz trying to find the outside corner, but instead he runs 3-1. Martinez, the catcher, is awaiting on deck. 3-1, two outs. Here's a pitch from Veloz. This one's lifted high and foul. It'll end up as a souvenir on the left side of the seating bowl. Count is now full on Colmenares. So 3-2 count with two outs. Veloz will sit on the bump. From the line to Colmenares, here's the pitch. Up and inside, almost hits him, and it'll be ball four. A two-out free pass issued. Colmenares is on first now, and two up away, Rodalys Martinez. Rodalys Martinez is going to step in, but not before Pat Leland comes out. It looks like Manuel Veloz's night has come to a close. He has completed his night on the bump. He eats through 3 2/3 innings. He does get one strikeout, tosses 60 pitches, and it looks like Pat Leland is going to take Veloz out of this game. Horacio Andujar will take over on the bump. We'll send it to a break. Get you updated on Mr. Andujar when we come back here on the Ballers Baseball Network. 5-3 Charleston on top. Rodelis Martinez will step in. A new arm of the bump, though, for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's the 6'2", 160-pound, 24-year-old from Botany, Dominican Republic. It is the righty Horacio Andujar, former farmhand of the Los Angeles Dodgers. His first pitch of the night is inside to Martinez. A 1-0 count now on the River Dogs catcher. Runner on first is Carlos Colmenares. One on and two outs for the Charleston River Dogs, who are on top 5-3. Over your Kannapolis Cannonballers, Horacio Andujar. Third arm used tonight by Pat Leland and the Ballers. 1-0 to Martinez. This one's lifted into the night sky and right. Hit well. Drake Logan running across the wall and right. He is on the edge of the wall. Makes the grab about a foot in front of the wall for the out. It's a heavy fly out into right for Rodelis Martinez. That's the third out. And Horacio Andujar comes in and gets that out here to finish up seven innings of baseball. So six outs remain here in Charleston. Ballers and River Dogs still battling. We'll take a break and we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network live from Charleston. It's 5-3 River Dogs on top. Brooks Baldwin, Calvin Harris, Bryce Willits do up here in the top of the eighth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who trail by two still. They have six outs to work with against the Charleston River Dogs. It's a new arm on the bump, though, for the River Dogs. It's Matt Wyatt taking over. His first pitch of his night is delivered outside, a 1-0 count on Brooks Baldwin. Matt Wyatt, the former Virginia Cavalier, takes over. 20th round pick in 2022 by the Tampa Bay Rays, steps in and will deliver the 1-0. This one's inside to Baldwin. Count is now 2-0. Matt Wyatt pitched on Tuesday night. He went one inning with one walk and one strikeout, just kind of closing out the night on Tuesday in a big win for Charleston. Pitches inside to Baldwin, now 3-0, as Matt Wyatt takes over again. Baldwin, Harris, and Willits. Baldwin at the plate, 0-3. Looking to change his tides here against Matt Wyatt. 3-0 pitch. In there on the outside corner, called strike 3-1 on a Baldwin. Matt Wyatt has allowed 11 runs on 12 hits in his last seven innings of work. He's had a bit of a rough go of it. 3-1 is inside corner for a called strike. Baldwin can't believe it, but count runs full. Now a full count as Matt Wyatt comes back, and it's a 3-2 count. Nobody out, Wyatt's pitch. Baldwin will poke this one high and foul. Count will run now to full again on Baldwin. Harris awaiting on deck, and Willits in the hole. Ballers with six outs to work with. They trail by two. Looking for some late inning heroics. 3-2, waved out and missed by Baldwin. It's a strikeout to the start of the ninth for Matt Wyatt. Baldwin is now 0-4. One down now. Baldwin's with five outs to play with, and Calvin Harris will step in. So Calvin Harris will step in. They. Fresh slate, a new arm on the mound. First pitch delivered. Harris will chop this one up the middle. Off the glove of Harris. Shortstop Colmenares makes the play to first. He goes for the out. A tough play made, though, by Colmenares. Nice play. It'll go down technically as a 1-6-3 put out for the second out as it was tipped by the glove of Wyatt. Colmenares makes the play. It's a 1-6-3 ground out. Now the baller's down to four outs remaining. And Bryce Willits will dig in, the third baseman. Matt Wyatt on the bump. First pitch delivered to Willits is outside, a 1-0 count. Now on our good buddy Bryce Willits. Wyatt is 2-5 on the season, a 4.79 ERA. In 41 and a third innings pitched, has struck out 48 on the season. 1-0 is on the inside corner, 1-1 on Bryce Willits. In his last 14 and two-thirds innings of work, has recorded 19 strikeouts. Had a pretty solid career over at UVA. 1-1, ground to the third, and a 1-3rd baseman will ground out to another as Willett grounds out two spikes. 5-3 ground down, and more importantly, a 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Matt Wyatt. And the River Dogs now are three outs away from their fourth victory in a row this week against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. So Ballers are running out of time. Horacio Andujar will go back out for the bottom of the eighth inning. We'll take a fast break and be right back here in Charleston on the Ballers Baseball Network. It's 5-3, River Dogs on top. Christopher Barrette, Asanli Castillo, and John Diaz do up in this bottom of the eighth inning. Horacio Andujar back on the mound. His first pitch is inside to Barrette. A 1-0 count now on the River Dogs left fielder. Castillo the right fielder, and Diaz the DH awaiting in the wings for the River Dogs. 1-0 pitch. Barrette will sky this one in foul ground. The third baseman in Willits after it, trying to get there, running out of room. And does he make the grab? No! They don't, and they're going to go. Okay, now they make the call, and they're going to call him out. Catch is made down there. I was about to say, I can't believe that they didn't call that. Bryce Willits, though, reaches over the tarp and makes the grab on the pop-out. It's a P5 in the book and foul ground for Christopher Barrette. That was almost a catastrophic mistake by Tyler Hovick, the home plate umpire, as a bit of a tough play down there in left field near the tarp. But it's a grab made by Bryce Willits. One out, and Asanli Castillo will step in. Nice grab by Willits. So now Horacio Andujar can set his sights on Castillo. First pitch in there, called strike at 1-1 on a breaking ball to Castillo. Barrette now 1-for-4. Castillo at the plate is 1-for-2. As this one's lined back to the mound. But Andujar makes the snag, and it's now two outs. A nice line out for Horacio Andujar on the snag. A rare L1 on a comeback. Hurry makes the snag. So top of the order, John Diaz will step in. Two nice plays in the field by the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bryce Willits and Horacio Andujar with the 1-2 punch on defense. Gave him a gold glove in the bump. Horacio Andujar fielding his position well. First pitch to Diaz. This one's popped up a mile high. This will complete the eighth inning more than likely. Betancourt coming in and calling everyone off. A collision between Willits and Betancourt. But Yonaker makes the grab, and it's a P3 in the book for the third out. That could have been almost a big time mistake. But it is a 1-2-3 frame. A pop out, a line out, and a pop out. And now the River Dogs will look to shut down Kannapolis for the fourth night in a row. Ballers have three outs to work with here in this ninth inning. It'll be Lanzilli, Betancourt, and McCarthy when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the ninth, down by two, our Kannapolis.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Chris Lanzilli will step in the left fielder as one of the final three hopes of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Matt Wyatt returns to the bump. His second inning of action, he had a clean 1-2-3 eighth inning. His first pitch to Chris Lanzilli is in there. 0-1 your count of the Ballers left fielder. Ben Gordon McCarthy to follow. Ballers trail by two. They're looking to avoid their fourth loss in a row here in Charleston against the River Dogs. 0-1 count. Wyatt from the line. Pitch delivered. Lanzilli takes. This one is low. Count evens at 1-1. Lanzilli, the left fielder tonight for Kannapolis, 0-for-3. He gets a final chance to extend his on-base streak. In this at-bat, 1-1 check swing, and he gets a piece of it. 1-2 now on Chris Lanzilli. Lanzilli with a lengthy on-base streak. He is sitting at a grand total of 14 games in a row. Looking to make it 15 here. 1-2, pitch delivered from Wyatt. Wave and a miss. Got him the breaking ball. And Chris Lanzilli hopefully won't see it go to waste. But 14 games in a row is almost done. As now it's a swing and a miss strikeout for Lanzilli. One down now. Yonaker Betancourt will step in with nobody on base. And Ballers with two outs remaining. Betancourt will stand in. Wyatt's first pitch is a bit low and outside, a 1-0 count on Yonaker Betancourt. Betancourt reached on an error in the second. He grounded out twice tonight in the fifth and sixth. Charleston looking for their fourth win in a row. 1-0 pitch. Inside corner for a called strike. 1-1 on Yonaker Betancourt. Betancourt with a slightly open stance. Wyatt's 1-1. Check swing. Betancourt goes around on it. 1-2. And Matt Wyatt had 18 pitches now. 19 pitches is at 13 strikes. Offers the 1-2. This one's lifted high and foul. 1-2 remains your count on a Yonaker Betancourt. Betancourt looking down base for the second time tonight. McCarthy's on deck. Hands reached via a walk. 1-2. Betancourt waves and misses. It's another strikeout for Matt Wyatt, his third of the night. And now the Ballers are down to their final hope. It's Ryan McCarthy, the local boy, with nobody on base and two out. Ryan McCarthy will dig in with Matt Wyatt on the bump. Here in this top of the ninth inning with two outs. A big opportunity for McCarthy to keep this game going. Wyatt will stand on the bump looking for the two-out save. Pitch on the way from the righty. A breaking ball is low and outside. A 1-0 count now on to Ryan McCarthy. 1-0 count, two outs. Wyatt's pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner, 1-1. Now on the center fielder, Ryan McCarthy. A ground out, a walk, and a ground out on the night for Ryan. We're going to keep this game going. 1-1 from Wyatt. Breaking ball low. Now 2-1 on McCarthy. Drake Logan awaiting on deck, the right fielder. 2-1. Grounded to third, foul. Now the Ballers down to their final strike here in this top of the ninth inning. 2-2 count, two outs. A Let's Go Dogs chant arises from the crowd here in Charleston. A good crowd on hand with post-game fireworks on tap. 2-2, Wyatt's pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball in the third. Catcher in Martinez will have to throw to first to confirm the out. But that is the completion of tonight's game. Final score, the River Dogs take it 5-3. After a bit of a wild fifth inning overall, the River Dogs have won in their fourth game in a row. Kannapolis has dropped their fourth game in a row. And that is the completion of tonight's action here in Kannapolis, in Charleston, I should say, as Matt Wyatt retires all six batters he faces for a two-inning save. 5-3, Charleston wins it tonight. We'll take it to a quick break, and we'll get you recapped on the postgame show in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. Final score tonight, Charleston 5 and Kannapolis 3.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth here high atop Joseph P. Rowley Jr. Park in Charleston. It might be a little bit of noise additionally. There's some post-game fireworks going on here in Charleston, but we'll get you the recap of tonight's action here as the Ballers fall in their fourth game in a row here to the Charleston River Dogs. Your final score is Charleston 5 and Kannapolis 3. Kate Alemanu gets the win, 3-4 on the season with a 3.82 ERA on the year. Manuel Veloz gets the loss. He's now 9-2, a 3.74 ERA. Manuel Veloz gets the loss. Matt Wyatt gets the save. His two-inning save shuts down the door for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who now fall to 16-18 on the second half. But Charleston moves to a league-best 23-11 on the season now. They are 50-50, right at 500 after a catastrophic first half. Come back in the second half and pick up the 50-50 record now on the season. Both sides with a decent night at the plate. Four hits for Kannapolis, seven for Charleston. Just a couple hits more for the River Dogs, and it proves to be the difference. No multi-hit performances for Kannapolis. A one-for-four night for Mario Camilletti with an RBI. He produced his 51st RBI of the season. The big night for Kannapolis is Calvin Harris. One-for-four with a two-RBI single in the fifth inning for his first professional hit. And he picks up a one-for-four night with two RBI on a single. One-for-four night for Bryce Willits and a one-for-two night for Wilbur Sanchez. McCarthy gets on base with a walk, and Drake Logan as well as Sanchez. So three walks for the Ballers, and all three of those walks ended up scoring later in that inning. Peyton Paulette gets the three-inning decision in A of a no decision. Two runs on two hits, two walks, and a five of strikeouts. Below goes 3 2/3 of baseball. Five hits, three runs, none of those are earned. One walk and one strikeout. And then Horacio Andujar, 1 1/3 of clean baseball. No runs, no hits, no walks, no strikeouts for the righty Horacio Andujar. On the other side, the difference for tonight proves to be the home run ball, as the River Dogs pick up a couple of home runs tonight. All of the runs for Charleston except one come from the homer, as the homers come from John Diaz, 1 for 5 with a pair of RBI, and then Carlos Colmenares, 1 for 3 with 2 RBI. The only other run batted in was the fifth run. It's Ryan Spikes, 1 for 3 with a run scored for the Charleston River Dogs. They use a total of three arms tonight. Yoniel Kured wasn't his usual self tonight. 4 1/3, two runs on one hit, three walks, and four strikeouts. Cade Alemanu, the Hawaiian righty, gets the win. 2 2/3, one run, three hits, no walks, and no strikeouts. And then Matt Wyatt comes in and throws two perfect innings with four strikeouts to get his fourth save of the season. Time of the game tonight, 2.5 hours on the dot. Over 3,400 fans packing Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park for a great night here in at Charleston. We'll do it all again tomorrow, Saturday night, 6:05, your first pitch. The lefty Noah Schultz gets the start for the Ballers. The big, tall, 6'9", 220-pound lefty gets the start opposite of Johnny Cuevas, the righty for Charleston, 4-7 with a 6.15 ERA. Again, 6:05, your scheduled first pitch tomorrow here and at Charleston. For everyone in Kannapolis and here in Charleston, I'm Dan Helody saying thank you as always for tuning in, and I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Ballers fall tonight. Final score from Charleston. It is the Charleston River Dogs 5 and the Kannapolis Cannonballers 3. 6:05 first pitch. Join us tomorrow on the broadcast of the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night, and have a great one, everyone.